This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. There was a movement a few years ago to bring the Summer Olympics to Chicago with the thought that some events might be held as far away as the Milwaukee area. That effort fell well short, and now Los Angeles is the U.S. city bidding for the Games.
And maybe it's just as well. This region is better known as a cold-weather city. And while we don't have the range of terrain to host a Winter Olympics, Milwaukee will be in the winter sports spotlight starting today as it hosts a major international figure skating competition for the first time.
Skate America is one part of the International Skating Union's Grand Prix of Figure Skating. It opens this afternoon at the UWM Panther Arena and features American Olympians such as Gracie Gold and Jason Brown, along with Russian Julia Lipnitskaya and others. Sam Auxier is the president of U.S. Figure Skating, which comprises more than 175,000 members, and we caught up with him at the Panther Arena. Thanks for taking a few minutes to talk.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
What did U.S. Figure Skating see in Milwaukee that led to holding Skate America here?
Well, it's a great location. The rink fits the Skate America audience perfectly. It's easy to get to, great location, great city, so the logistics were terrific, and we have a large audience to draw from.
Do you look for like a certain size venue for an event like this? I mean, this is sort of, the Bradley Center is next door. It's a much bigger place, but this place has long held skating events.
Well, this is the first Grand Prix of the season. And so we're just kind of building up interest in skating again for the new year. So we generally look for venues that are not the huge stadiums, but something that fits well for, can hold a good size audience, but the logistics are right, the hotel's nearby, there's plenty of places to eat and things like that, easy to get to. Those are all just as important, so.
Is the idea of building an audience for skating every year sort of independently almost a challenge for you? I mean, football doesn't have that issue. Baseball doesn't have that issue. But, you know, there seems to be a need to kind of get audiences interested in the sport again.
Right. So we don't have the exposure, of course, of the major leagues. We do have skaters that are returning after a couple of years. We have some Olympians here, of course, world competitors, so they are recognizable. So that is helping us certainly keep our audience engaged. But there's a lot of competition this time of year with Major League Baseball in the playoffs and the NBA starting, hockey starting. So we really do have to compete with all of those types of events and really get the interest back in figure skating.
This is the third straight year that this event has been held in the Midwest. Does that speak to something about the sport in this region?
Well, we do have a pretty strong audience. We're able to get a lot of attendance, and that's why we like coming back to the Midwest. Logistically, it's easy. We're bringing in people from all over the world, so it's easy to go through O'Hare or Denver or any of the major airports to get here. But the audiences in the Midwest are always very knowledgeable and very enthusiastic and great support for our U.S. skaters in particular.
Now, at the same time, you look at where the members of the U.S. team come from and are training, and there are a lot of warm weather places on that list, places like Florida and California. If you had to describe what the U.S. capital of figure skating is in 2015, is there any one place that stands out?
Well, that's a great question. You know, we look at the logistics often and see that places like Dallas have built up. And you mentioned Florida, of course. There's several great facilities down there. L.A. has had a long history of producing great skaters and being areas that attract a lot of skaters from around the country. I would have to say L.A. is right up there. And, of course, Detroit in the dance discipline has been dominant for quite some time, although Washington, D.C. is also emerging there as well.
Now, it has been some time since, I think it's 2009, since the U.S. has had a world champion singles skater or even a medalist. I know Merrill Davis and Charlie White had a very successful career as an ice dancing pair. But what does it take to get the Gracie Golds, the Ashley Wagners, and the Jason Browns to the point where they're not just coming close, but they're on the podium consistently?
Right. We spend a lot of time thinking about that and looking at our programs to determine what we can do. I think we have definitely lagged when it comes to the technical elements. You know, when the new judging system went into place several years ago, the focus was on the technical aspect, and I think our skaters always excelled at the artistic aspect, but we've really tried to emphasize through awarding bonuses, for example, for triple jumps and quadruple jumps. But we're also looking very closely at our younger levels and the skills they need to really do the very technical, difficult jumps that the Russians and Japanese, frankly, are a little bit ahead of us on now.
Is it more challenging to develop a national program in figure skating versus other sports? There's obviously, you know, a national team and a national governing body, but so much of what figure skaters do goes with the coaches and choreographers that they choose.
No, that's true. Skaters have the total right to select their own coaches and choreographers. We've established a few programs where we bring the skaters together a couple times a year so that they train together. It gets that competitive aspect going much stronger. We are looking at the possibility of establishing centers where we can gather some of the best coaches and skaters in the country and have them spend quite a bit of time working together, which is what we see in other sports in the U.S. And, of course, in other countries when it comes to figure skating.
I was going to ask that. Are there things that the U.S. could stand to learn from other countries, whether it's Russia or Japan or China?
Oh, sure, absolutely. We don't have quite the government involvement in the funding that those countries do, but we still are well-funded and we have great athletes. We have to really look at our early development programs in particular so that the skaters learn the skills that they can use when they advance and perform the triple jumps and the quadruple jumps much better than they are today.
Well, so talk about skating at the developmental level. Where is it growing the fastest, either in terms of discipline or in terms of geographic location?
Well, in terms of growth, our basic skills program, which we're in the process of revamping, has actually been growing very substantially. So we're seeing a lot of skaters come into the rinks and try out figure skating and stay with it for a while. It's geographically, you know, we see especially Washington, D.C. has been a huge growth area for us. New York City, the Chicago area, Dallas, as I had mentioned before, has been a big surprise in terms of the number of skaters that have started skating and have stuck with it into the competitive levels.
You said the basic skills program is in the process of being revamped. What do you mean by that?
Well, we're taking a look at it in terms of how we can actively sell it to the rinks, not just as a figure skating program, but as a program to teach you skating skills. So if you choose to go into hockey or speed skating or short track, you'll still have the skating skills that would let you do that. And so we hope to attract many more skaters into that program. And, of course, we hope they choose figure skating, but we just want to get them into the program first.
Do you think there's some would-be skaters that are out there that maybe don't think to take it up because they associate it too much with figure skating as opposed to speed skating or hockey?
Well, I think they don't take it up because they don't know how much fun it could be. We've often not really sold the fun aspect of skating, and so we're looking at how we can update our branding to show potential skaters how much fun it could be and what the options are. I mean, they don't always have to just focus on getting to the Olympics. They can join a synchronized skating team, which is the team aspect, which many of our young ladies who are in high school or going to college, you know, don't want to continue to compete in singles but want to be part of a team. And that's another aspect of our sport that has really been growing pretty rapidly. But that's just an example. There are many aspects of our sport that offer a chance to compete, be part of a team, test your own skills, and we need to communicate that better than we have been.
There are something like 178,000 members of U.S. figure skating. How does that stack up to where the sport has been in years past?
Well, that is close to our all-time membership highs, and we think over the coming 12 to 18 months, we could easily get to 200,000 members. Our sports membership has grown steadily, not at large increments, but steadily. A little setback during the financial crisis, but it has continued. Even then, it didn't really drop too far, but since then, it is continuously and steadily grown. And we're hoping to accelerate that with the updated basic skills program.
Is there work on the image of figure skating that you find yourself doing, the balancing act between the athleticism and the artistic nature of the sport?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, one of the things that we're working on at U.S. Figure Skating is looking at our image. We've done all sorts of surveys and analysis around what people think about the sport, and many people think of it only from the artistic standpoint. And so people that would participate if it was more athletic, we want to attract them in the sport and show them. It is a very difficult sport. The skaters are very fast, and the moves are very complex, and the jumps are very difficult. It really is a tremendously athletic sport, but between the music and the costumes and the artistry, that athleticism often gets lost.
You were, if I'm not mistaken, a skater in your day. What attracted you to the sport?
Well, I started at a local rink just taking lessons, and I loved to jump and skate fast, and I was pretty good at it and stuck with it. And I still occasionally skate today, but, the falls a lot more difficult to recover from. But, I stuck with it. It wasn't just the athleticism, but also going through the testing structure, a chance to always improve, test myself. There was the discipline and the, kind of the intensity around the training that I've used throughout the course of my life and my career as well. So it is a great sport. We just need to be able to communicate that much better.
What would you hope to see from Milwaukee and this event that might put the city in a position where significant skating competitions might someday come back?
Well, we would love to see a large audience, obviously. That would be great. We know from past events that people here are very enthusiastic and supportive of the U.S. team, so I'm sure we'll see that in play during the events. But we'd love to have a lot of people turn out and watch the sport. These are great skaters, world champions, Olympic competitors from all over the world. It's a rare opportunity to see them in Milwaukee's backyard.
Sam Oxier, thanks so much.
And thank you.
Sam Oxier is the president of U.S. Figure Skating, the governing body for figure skating in this country. The 2015 Progressive Skate America runs today through Sunday at the UWM Panther Arena in downtown Milwaukee. It's part of ISU's Grand Prix of Figure Skating.